Ocracoy Station. Obnoxious music to my left. Waiting for a train to Yeticuli. This morning I'm going to take the walk from Yeticuli to Topkapi along the Theodosian walls, the old walls built 1,500 years ago in the defense of Constantinople. The very walls that were breached in 1453 when the Turks finally conquered Constantinople, now of course called Istanbul. Yeticuli is about four stops away and should be there shortly. It's 7 minutes to 10 right now in the morning. Beautiful day. Blue sky, sunny, temperature in the low 70s. It may hit 80 today. It'll be the first day it's gotten that high. Quite a few people here waiting. Never know how the frequency of the trains are. That depends on the time of day. I suppose every 20 minutes. Sunday morning. And I walked over here from Ocracoy, from my apartment. Sunday morning service is not particularly good to this area, so I walked. It took me 25 minutes exactly. So I've got myself lathered up for the big walk coming up here very shortly. And hopefully I will be able to make it today. Make a pretty good trip. I've got the book in my pocket as well, so I'll take it kind of easy along the walls and see how it works. On the train. The train is now moving toward Yeticuli. 2 minutes after 10. Pick up a little of the train noise. Okay, leaving Ocracoy, heading for Yeticuli. On the train, next stop, Yeticuli. To my left, I can see the Theodosian walls ahead of me, Yeticuli Fort. And there go the walls stretching to the north. I can see a number of the towers. That's what I'll be, of course, walking along here in a pretty short time. Looking pretty good condition from the train. Well, some of them do. Some are maybe bad shape. Here's Yeticuli. I'm in Yeticuli, along the walls of the great big fortress here. One of the enormous towers looms in front of me going up. Looks like, oh, a good six stories. To the right is the gate, just to the north of the fortress. Small gate, rather. Really. And to the left, the entrance, and another tower, a great big tower there, Turkish flag flying over it. It's 10:16, and from here, of course, I walked here from the station. Now I'm going to walk down to that gate and turn right, and then I'm going to just simply start walking along those walls. So I'll come back time now and again. Little gate next to Yeticuli has a kind of a watchman there. Control traffic. Only one car at a time can go through, just strictly one way. So he's directing traffic there, having traffic go through, and when the cars come the other direction, he indicates whether they can continue or not. Got his little whistle, of course. Now, here we go. Start the walk. And pushing a cart coming toward me full of paper, full of junk. Oh, they don't look in very good shape. But I'm turning now into the walls, starting to climb up the debris here a little bit. See where this path leads me. A lot of garbage, a lot of refuse here. Well, we'll just try here and see what I can do. Now I'm on the outside of the walls, following a path. I don't know. I can't really try to get up on top of those walls. Doesn't look like I can. I'll keep going along here through these weeds. There's a path here. Weeds have been recently cut. Could very well be people living in this area. So I have to be careful. Oop, I hear a dog. I don't like that. And let's see, can I get through here? Now there's a field of some kind. If I could just get up on that wall, that's what I'm going to try to do. There, I'm over here on part of it. See if I can climb up here. Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know how far I'm going to be able to walk. Not in good shape here at all. Let's try walking here a little bit. Now there's a break here. A lot of farming. Now to my left would be part of the wall, but it's a farm. People have got crops. And just beyond that is the moat, what used to be the moat. And that's all garden now. All the plants filled in. Up again we go. There we are. So we're on top, really, of the old Theodosian wall. A lot of weeds up here. There's a path. We'll just walk it along as far as we can. We're coming to the, say, the first tower, I guess. Let's see what this is. If you hear a loudspeaker in the background, it's the police over there in an intersection. They all have loudspeakers, and they all scream and shout when they want something done. Now we're coming to a wall here. There we go. Oh, it's a long way down here to my right. And here's an entrance here. Well, it isn't an entrance. Now I'm in, looking here into a large hole surrounded by a wall, a center section. Big crack in it. And obviously a place where there were people living at one time many years ago. Now again, we'll go along the wall. Long way down on my right. Okay. Now, walking along the top again. A lot of greens. Looks like a lettuce growing to the left. Down in the moat, there's a lot of lettuce. So I'm on the main wall, and then to the left, just out a little ways, maybe, oh, I don't know, 12 meters maybe, is the second wall, the outer wall. And that's pretty well gone. There's not much there at all. It's in pretty bad shape. And then there's a drop down into the moat, what used to be the moat. And that's all vegetable gardens now. To my right, too, here is a large vegetable garden. And then, of course, the city, apartment buildings around it, looking to the east. Oh, it's not really in good condition. The blue book, the guidebook says this is in fairly good shape here, but I would have to disagree. That guidebook couldn't have been written more than 20 years ago, and in just 20 years it couldn't have gotten this worse. Coming up to another one of the towers. That's not in good shape either. That's kind of poor. Beautiful day. Sunshine. There's a large building to my left, cement building. Huge pillars on the outside of it holding up a roof, and then underneath that roof is another building, like big, huge ramps going in. Some kind of perhaps a gymnasium or an amphitheater of some kind. Big building. Here's another tower, though. Bad shape, really poor shape here. Not in good shape at all. Take a look into this one now, and it's just about there. I'm stepping down in here. Nothing here, really. It's outer wall's completely gone. Brickwork is interesting to look at. A lot of brickwork. No, bad shape. Bad shape. Ah, the next one now has windows in it. The next one looks like it's much better shape. It's looks like an eight-sided one, little, about an eight-sided tower. Four, eight, probably eight sides, yeah. Tree growing on the top of it. Weeds. But windows, actual windows, yeah. So this is maybe pretty good. There's a major crack on one part of it, I can see. Age, earthquake, who knows. Big vegetable garden to the right, still those gardens to the left. I guess I'm going to be able to walk along this wall for quite a ways. Yeah, this is a pretty good shape here. We'll step into here and see what we can see. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this is, the floor is still here. I'm on the roof, like it's kind of a cone-shaped thing made of brick with a hole in the middle. I'll walk around it here. People, of course, night soil in here. People use this as a bathroom. I'm looking out a window now, such as it is. Here's what I climb up here to the parapet and look out the window. Yep. Because for 1,000 years, somebody stood here and looked up to the, I'm looking to the northwest. Of course, I see houses and buildings out there, not houses, but somebody for 1,000 years did that. Now back down again. Around here is another one facing due west. Now we're looking down to this, to the southwest. A beautiful breeze coming in here. Yeah, see your enemy approaching. This is what kept them out. Now if I could just step to the lip here, looking down into a black hole in the center here. Black hole going down. I don't want to get near that close. Now I'm coming around and out again. Coming outside into the sunlight. Back on the wall. Now we're heading northward again. Now the next one's a square tower. I see three windows in front of me. The roof looks like it's gone. Not too good a shape. The other side of it's gone completely, the other wall. Not so good here. Not so very good here. I'm beginning to see now ahead of me the reconstructed wall, rebuilt wall. New stone, it looks like. Oh, that really looks interesting up ahead. Compared to what I'm into now, it's a different world. So we'll try to walk along that one as well. Now this one, tower here, is bad shape. Bad shape. There's a police dog down there barking at me. Hey, boy. What is it, boy? Huh? It's all right. Now I'm looking down into this one, a big, deep hole. Bad shape. Now I've got to go down here. The trail, the wall is just simply gone here. We're going to go down the debris. Oh, doggy, come on. Don't do that. He's leashed, chained. I hope. All I need is a dog chasing me here. So here we go through these kind of woods. I hear a live band up ahead. Something's going on. Okay, we're going down. Any kind of garbage down in here now. And heading toward a newer section of the wall. Oh, there's really something going on up here. A lot of people. I don't know what it is. I'm standing in a stretch now of rebuilt wall. Oh, it's quite different. Still a broken tower here. But behind me is debris. In front of me is this beautiful, really, rebuilt wall. So I'm going to jump down here. There we go. Okay, now I'm... there we go, and I'm... I'm on the rebuilt part. A lot of people out there to the left. Now the moat is to my right, babe. It's a gravel bottom to it. There's no water in it. There's the wall, rebuilt wall. Looks formidable. I'm walking on the outer wall parapet behind the defensive wall. A lot of people along in here all looking out. Oh, soldiers here. Here's a way to look out. Well, not really. Yeah, I could look out here. Yeah, there's soldiers marching. Or probably police rather than soldiers. Pick up some of the music. A reviewing stand over there with a lot of dignitaries, a lot of white uniforms. What they are. Pick up the marching feet. We'll continue our walk. Well, a big parade out there. Well, these are in uniform. These fellows are in some kind of a, possibly an Ottoman uniform. I'm going to work my way through the crowd here and No, we're at the Belgrade Gate. There's the road leading into the city, obviously closed for today. So I'm going to go down here with the crowd and look at this, look at whatever's coming here. Should be interesting.
Görmek için tanrının Türk dediği yerleri, öpmek için onların bastıkları yerleri.
I'm right across from the reviewing stand. Military people sitting there, oh boy, big dignitaries, mayor of Istanbul probably.
Mehter geliyor, kimi hançer olmuş, kimisi mızrak.
I'm right behind the band. A lot of military brass.
Gözümün önüne sefer geliyor. Mehter geliyor. Emretmiş Kanuni Yıldırım Murat. Tuna boylarında oynatmışız at. Nasıl coşmaz, nasıl sakar yaprak. Bir tarih dolusu.
Leader's carrying a sword. He's got a red jacket on and looks like a ram's head hat. Well, these are the Ottoman, yeah. His big mustaches and got the armor. One fellow wearing the armor. Oh, they're bizarre. Really bizarre looking. Conical hats. Oh, that's bizarre. Wearing turbans. All mustaches, or this outfit here is wearing a blue and white turbans, flat top. More of the soldiers. Ottoman soldiers are wearing armor, shields on their back, and they're wearing that kind of a mace type armor, that interlaced mesh armor, I mean, not a mace. Bearing swords. Oh, some kind of a national state party. Oh, I got a real bonus today.
Üç yanda dağ, üç yanda su, taşardı kalkanlardan, kılıçlardan, gürzlerden, mavi göklere kara uğultulu. Getirdiğim
all different,
hattı, sevgidir.
Could they be janissaries maybe? I don't know. They all wear different costumes. Really strange hats. Pictures here would be appropriate, but of course I don't have any. Now some carrying rifles.
Levent takımı geçiyor. Bir gemi var Levent'in, mavilikler altında, mavilikler üstünde, İstanbul denen bir gemi.
Next are open shirts, they look more Greek-y, kind of a Greek-like costumes. Fezzes.
Bir gemi var Levent'in, sallanır herkes yaşamakta.
They're not really sharp, they need more practice in marching. There, that's the end of them going by. Bizarre scene. Band music. Oh yeah, we have another group coming.
Şimdi de sıra sivil ordularda. İrfan ordusunun kahraman büyük milletinin temsilcilerinde erkek ve kız aldığı günahlardan yürüyecek.
High school kids now.
School.
What is
school.
It? School.
High school.
High school.
High school.
Ah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
School students.
Students.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, scouts. Scouts now, huh? Yeah, scout. Scout, we call them in English. Boy Scouts going by.
Yeah. sonra şimdi de yakın okulları yaşıyor. Fatih'i, Fatih'leri yetiştiren büyük kültür anasının
Well, some girls, high school, yeah, high school girls, yeah. White uniforms with red trim.
Istanbul.
From Istanbul?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. More high school kids coming. Something lycée. Girl about 16, 15, 16, white skirts, red jackets, white hats with a little red trim. Now girls behind them dressed in just normal university or high school clothes, uniforms. High school boys. Boy, what a motley group they look like. Really motley. Well, we'll let the boys go on marching. 10:39, I'm leaving the Belgrado gate. I'm in the moat. And I'm going to walk into the moat here, gravel surface to it. On my right are the rebuilt walls. Boy, they're interesting. They're beautifully done too, beautifully rebuilt. And ahead of me is some structures here. They're work factor working on the walls this Sunday morning. So I'm going to stay in the moat down here for a while till I can get back up here. Well, it looks like I can continue. Now they're rebuilding one of the towers straight ahead of me here. Now I could be over in that other side, but I don't know how the dickens I'm going to get over there, because I can look into those things if I do. Yeah, I'm going to go back to the Belgrade gate and see if I cannot get up on top of those walls. Okay, now I'm in the city again, just inside the gate, and looking in some of the restored areas here. The stairway here that we can go up. A lot of people going up as well. And there's no outer railing either, only an inner railing, so the steps are high. There's a lot of people trying to get out here. Okay, too many people here. Need an outer step here. Okay. There, I'm on top. Policeman here directing. They ignore me usually. Here's a room in here. I'm going to go in this place here. Oh, boy, here's one of the restored rooms. All clean. Policeman here is most unhappy about something. But foreigners, they look through. He doesn't like... No, he's just ignoring me. And the funny is, he's telling the Turks to get out of here, but leaving me alone. I can stay up here. I can see. I can get up on the old walls if I stay up here and walk. So that's what I'm going to do. Yeah, the crowd is dispersing over here in the grandstand's gone. They're all gone now. Looking down into the moat. Huh. All right, we'll stay here. Heading toward Topkapi. Heading toward Topkapi, getting on some restored part of the walls with the wrecked ones looming ahead. Didn't get far. Here's a freaking redone tower. Oh boy, this is good. Windows in it. Oh yeah, this is nice. And here you can look out. Yeah, yeah. Looking way out here. Boy, these walls are about 3 feet thick. Looking down into the moat, the outer wall, then another. There's the main moat down there. And yet another set of walls. Oh, most interesting. Most interesting, yeah. Nice job of rebuilding, too. That brickwork looks pretty good. All right, back out into the sun. Heading north again. Here's a six-by full of soldiers dragging a cannon now down there along the walls. Six soldiers in the back. Now we're at the end of the restore. Now we're in a building area now with a lot of debris here. Yeah, all soldiers are there. They're all carrying guns and dragging a cannon. Today's a special day, obviously, but I don't know if I know which one it is. Now, here's a crane at work here. Crane lifting up things for building the wall. And here's another tower that's being rebuilt. Ah, men working in here. Yeah. Yeah, they're building here. They're working on it, laying brick and stuff. Yeah, salam alaikum. Hey, whoa, boy, Choki. Yeah, yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, told them they're doing a good job. Choki means very good. Back along the wall. Here's this crane. I better get through this area before he comes up again. All restored here. It's all being rebuilt. Small little path through. It's a long way down on my right. Yeah. Oh boy. There's always another big working area here. Men are at work. See if we can look out here and see what they're doing. Yeah. Oh, they're. Yeah, they're working right in the rubble here. Working hard. I get a guy tapping. He's got a level now. Yeah, he's putting that level in there. Oh. Günaydın. Merhaba. Merhaba. Nasılsınız? Yeah, yeah. Çok iyi. Oh, çok iyi iş. Çok iyi. Yeah.
İmar ediyoruz, imar.
Nerede? Huh? America. Well, öğretmen. Tercüman. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, bye-bye. Yeah, looking just beyond where I was talking to those people. Oh, a lot of work to do here. They're simply rebuilding this wall. Boy, oh boy. Yeah, workmen looking at me. Yeah. It's a good job, huh? Whoa. Zor. Choke Zor. Yeah, yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. Iyi. Okay, back walking here. Yeah, a lot of work along here. Boy, oh, looking back now, it just looks beautiful. Imagine this whole wall done like that. It's going to be quite good. It's going to take them a long time and lots of money if they do it. Okay, now I'm coming out of the part that they're rebuilding and I'm getting back into the, really the wrecked walls, the old walls, the neglected, earthquake shaken, aged, broken down, ruined walls. And I hope I can stay on top of them here for at least till the next gate. We'll see. There, now I'm back in the old section. Ooh, big hole here to my left, huge. A lot of cracks. Okay. Well, they're doing some more work along here too. Yeah, they're doing some restoration. They're doing an outer tower over there. Some men are working. The outer tower's along the top, along the very top of it. There's some scaffolding here falling down from my left, where they'll be rebuilding this wall. There's a quarry, looks like, right behind me. There are a lot of rocks, building materials, getting ready for... You see the moat out there? Okay, continuing my walk. Still going along section of wall here. It's quite narrow here on top. Steep sides, boy, straight down. And a lot of debris. There seems to be a gate below me now that comes out of the wall. And not an official gate. Maybe it's one of the old military gates they reopened. I can't see it because I'm above it. And a lot of housing construction going on my right. Brick construction here, a lot of it. And a mosque is straight ahead. I think it's one of the mosques that we're going to go into when we get up. It must be the Silverly, I think it is, gate up here. The bird I hear? Yeah, bird making a bird call there. All right. All ruined towers here, just simply ruined. There's a bad shape along here, really, the whole thing. Now here's one of the outer towers with a blanket over the front of it. Somebody's actually living in it. Wretched condition there. There's a garden down there, vegetable garden, more vegetable gardens way down on the moat. Okay, continuing the walk. Well, I'm at the end of this stretch. Boy, it looks like I'm really at the end of it too. It looks like it's just straight down. Oh yeah, oh my goodness, I won't be able to get down here at all. Oh, too bad. I'm at a dead end. Yeah, this way. Yeah, band is motioning there. Yeah. It's an old gate I've come to, but it's the end of the trail and it's straight down 40 feet. No, I gotta go back. Oh, too bad. I don't know how far back I'm going to have to double back. There's no question about that. Yeah. Okay, back I go. The end of the line here, and I'll have to go to the inside wall there. Walk back to this area. Whew, I got off the wall. Very difficult for me to get down one part there. My old legs aren't that good anymore. But I found a way to get down that was treacherous, but I managed it somehow. Well, I'm in the city, really, walking along the ruined walls. And I won't be able to... Of course, I was on top. I went as far as I could there. I had to double back. Now, here's a gate. This must be one of the military gates that traffic goes through, but it's rather crude. Yeah. Big construction site here on my right. Okay, I just keep walking. Just by the part of the wall where I had to turn around. To my left is a rebuilding here, the inner wall. A lot of rebuilding, scaffolding going on. Workmen, of course, are busy. Car coming right when I get into the narrow area, car comes. Okay, let him get by. Okay. Yeah, they're working away here. Putting their bricks up. Yeah, a lot of work going along here. Well, if they get this wall all finished completely, that's going to be something. Now I'm up where the mosque is. There's a sign here, Ibrahim Pasha Turbe, Sogahi, 1-35. So I'm right next to a turbe, which of course is a tomb. Yeah, here's a way into it. A lot of tombstones in there. And a gate to my left, one that people walk through. And here is the Silivri Cape police station walking by. I'm going to go into the mosque up here. And now I'm back in the city almost. It'll be interesting. But I'm going to go into the mosque. There's a sign on it here I'll read when I get to it. Let's see, it says Silivri Cape. Rest of it, Mimar Sinan, 1551. There, I'm in the gate. Now I'm in the courtyard of the Jami. I don't know if it's Ajik or not. I don't know. Maybe it's closed. Yeah.
Ajik?
Oh, let's see, maybe they'll open it up for me. I don't know. Hey, salam alaikum. Ajik?
Huh? Hoş geldiniz.
Here.
Memleket?
Merhaba.
Memleket?
Amerika.
Amerika.
Amerika.
Maşallah.
Yeah,
hoş
yeah,
geldiniz.
Yeah.
Türkçe'de konuşuyorsunuz. Çok güzel.
Türkçe konuşuyor, konuşuyor arkadaş.
Ya, selamun aleyküm diyor. Aleyküm selam diyor. Ooo, Karatecan, hoş geldiniz. Teşekkür ederim. Mustafa da
sabahtan da uçtuk. Mimar, ha? Huh? Koca Mimar's Cami. Well, I'm at the gate here, and I think they're going to go get the key. So I'll wait here until he brings the key. Just open the door. Oh, boy.
Mimar Sinan.
Yeah, Mimar Sinan.
Sinan.
Yeah. Oh, güzel, güzel, güzel. Yeah.
Şimdi Amerika'da mı, orada mı diyorsunuz, burada, Türkiye'de mi? İşiniz var mı Türkiye'de?
Yani, öğretmenin Türkçüman, Topkapı.
Oh, güzel.
Yeah,
çok güzel.
Yeah.
Çok güzel.
Lütfen. I forget my Turkish.
Yeah,
oh, beautiful. Güzel, güzel. 1551.
Sütün, kubbe, sütünler direkt yok. Kubbeyi götür. Şu 400 sene, sene, kubbe yok. Adam ne şey yapmış? Bak, mihrabın başındaki çiniye bak fayans. 300-400 senelik.
Mitrab, Mimber.
Mimar Sinan'ın.
Really? Uh-huh. In his office? Oh, sure. Yeah, office. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, kitap.
Uh-huh. The kitab, the... yeah. Tumushhaneve, Ahmed. Ziyadin.
Ziyadin, kardeş, yeah. Ha, güzel.
Ziyadin, ya. Yeah. Ne güzel. Fena, fena. Ha, çok fena. Ah, so, so, so. Ya, yeah. Turkey. Hmm. Yeah. But here is a... Sen? No. No, no, no, no.
Erzurum. Yeah. Erzurum. Ölmüş.
Evet, ölmüş. Ya, ya, ya.
Ölmüş. Allah rahmet etsin. Ölmüş.
Ya. So, in the office.
İstanbul'un kurtuluşu, fetih de oradaydı.
The Theodosia, the wall there, yeah. At the, şimdi burada Topkapı.
Topkapı buradan yukarı, yürüyeceksin. Güzel. Tabii çok güzel.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Oh boy. So out of the mouth. Beautiful mouth. Oh, beautiful.
Bak.
Okay, now we're back out. Came out the gate, and I'm going to try to walk up here along these walls. I'm on the outside now. I'll be walking along what was the moat, you know, construction going on here. But it looks like I'll be able to stay along the walls. I'll try to get back on top of them as I get further. The gate I just passed was the Silvery Gate. And I'm proceeding on out toward Topkapı. I'm in what appears to be like a stone quarry right now, just up west, just west of this Silivri Gate, and I can see the mosque tower that Sinan Mosque I just left. Looks like a quarry here, huge chunks of debris and rock, so it's going to be extensive rebuilding here. And the walls are in bad shape, they're just in atrocious shape. So on the outside here, I'll keep plodding along here beside them. Workmen here. Hello. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. All right. Yeah, they're saying I can go up this way. I'll leave the moat area and climb up this wall here. There we go. Yeah. Huh? Choki. Huh? Huh? Yeah. Okay, they're rebuilding the walls. I wish them luck. Up, up, up I go. Let's see. Now, oh, I think maybe a dead end up here. I think a lot of junk. Oh, a lot of crap up there and stuff. Yeah, this way. Oh, I can go down this way. Night soil, a lot of it. Some of an animal, some otherwise. Now I'm going back up what I think will be the top of the wall here, and I can stay along the top. Yeah, yeah, this is good. Oh, gentleman sitting here. Good night, then. Oh, boy. Man sitting there in the middle of nowhere, a little smoke. Got a suit. There we are. Now we're at the top again. Oh, bad shape here. Really sad. A couple horses ahead of me. Oh, boy. Another mosque over there, too. All right, now we'll plod along here. Big structure up ahead. See what that is when I get there. Massive structure here ahead of me. Things sticking up, debris, on a path. A lot of garbage strewn about, debris, dirt. Ah, now it goes up here into this thing here. Oh, I guess this is, oh, I know, this is this indentation in the wall, shape of a C. Suddenly the wall just veers to the northwest. Now I'm on the outside of it. I'm on the, yeah, outside of this thing now. Oops, there's a picnic group up ahead. And some of the wall left here in ruins. I'm going back up. Grassy area here, but the grass looks like it's been cropped by goats. Very short grass. Large group of people here, the women all with bandanas, village type. So, good night then. Oh boy. Now, back up on what was the main wall. Houses built right up against it here, am I right? Right up against the wall. Path continues on. There's a fragment of the wall here. I had another fragment, three cracks in it. Okay. Boy, getting kind of warm. Here's a, I don't know, going through like a coal dump here, some kind of a dump. All right, we'll turn the tape over. I'm in St. Paul, and this is the 4th of December, 1988, some months after the events on this tape. I did this tape on May 29th, 1988, and that particular day, I didn't realize at the time, if I had thought about it, perhaps I would have, was the 535th anniversary of the breaking through the walls of Constantinople in 1453, 535 years ago, when Fateh Mehmed the Conqueror finally got through those walls and defeated the Byzantines inside, the end of the Byzantine Empire. So the day that I'm walking along the walls this time is an anniversary of the fall of those very walls, and the music and the parade and the speeches we heard earlier on this tape all reflect the holiday spirit. So something that I should have been aware of at the time.
Georgia, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now kiss and make up. Oh. Not me. Stanley. Now, come on and let's go in.
Ollie.
What?
How about another shot?
Not now.
Make it two.
Wait till after you're married.
Surprise?
Surprise? Why, you...
Calm down, Judge. Now, everything is all set.
Oh, it is, huh?
Yep.
Then step right in, folks.
Thank you, Judge.
Now, stand before me. Do you take this man to be your lawful wedded husband?
I do.
And do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
I do.
Then I won't marry you!
Why not?
Because I've taken a dislike to the whole bunch of you.
But, Judge!
Get out of here!
Well, it looks like back to the laundry for me.
Ollie, how about that shot you promised me?
I'm glad you reminded me. Thanks. Here it is.
Case. 29th of May is Sunday, going along the Theodosian walls. Tractor here clearing some debris, pushing it down into the moat, it looks like. Big part of the wall left here. On we go. Just fragments sticking up. Here comes a, looks like a one in fairly good condition. And it's got, well, no, it's in really bad condition. A couple of windows in it, but that's all. Oh. Now, houses again, right up against the wall. Obviously, they used material from it, from the wall to build their houses. Stark thing sticking up here. Now I'll have to go down, slipping and sliding here a little bit. There we go. Down we go. Okay, now I'm behind the middle wall, like main wall, and here's the open area here, and another wall. People have been sleeping in those little nooks and crannies here. People sleep. Homeless. Ooh, bad. Glad they're not here now. Okay. Now here's a fairly preserved tower I'm coming up to now, the main wall. Main wall's all gone along here. All down. Signs of a lot of habitation up here, shacks. Shacks built along it. Goats down below me now. Oh, big junkyard here, out of debris and stuff. Throw all their crap over. Yeah. Yeah. Just pieces of wall here sticking out. As I say, the main wall here is all gone entirely. We're going along the end of that middle wall again. A lot of arches in it. Now I'm going to walk up here. Now we're back onto the main wall. A big piece of the main wall, about 3 feet thick right in front of me here. Now I'm back in the wall again. Here's a big piece of it that's fallen down, becoming like buried here. A lot of shacks behind me. Poor, poor shacks. Okay. On we go. A couple goats ahead. Again, the junk debris thrown everywhere. Yeah. Oh, boy. There's a brown goat right here. He's got bells on him. Boy, they've got bags over his teeth. So. Oh, we're coming to another construction area now. How am I going to get through this? Be interesting. Can I go that other way? I don't know. Yeah, I'll have to go around the other way. Hopefully. Well, Let's see. No, I don't want to go through there. I think it's a big open area in front of me that's cleaned out. The walls, inner wall. I think I'll go around and go through that inner wall. Maybe I can make it through there. We'll see. Okay, up through this garbage here. Dirty, filthy place. Shacks. Oh. Now we're back here. Oh, I think I can get through. Now there's one of those great big rooms in the wall. Archer to my right. Shacks here. I'll try to follow it along here. I'm right on the edge now. The main wall. Again, houses immediately to my right. A lot of clothing hanging out. Chicken crow, cock crowing there somewhere. Not much left here, just simply debris. Now I gotta go up. Boy, it looks like it's going to be difficult here. I don't know. I'm in a place they're rebuilding. Maybe I can get through here. I'll try it. I'll try. I don't know. Up I go, but I gotta get around. Boy, I don't know here, my son. Let's see if we go up. Since here it's a lot easier to go up than it is down, but let's try. Here we are. Now I'm faced with a shack right in front of me. I may be in a dead end. I think I've hit a... Yeah. I've hit a dead end here, which means I have to go all the way back. Yeah, a lot of rebuilding here, but I'm up above it, and there's no way I can get on through here. Absolutely impossible. So I'm going to have to, I can get down here, but it doesn't look like it goes anywhere down. That's the problem. If I go down, I won't be able to get further down. The way it looks like. No. Colossus. I'm going to have to go back and struggle down here. Let's see. No, there's absolutely no way I can get down. So, I'm going to have to go back the way I came. Down here we go. A couple of slipping and sliding here. That's a big problem. Okay, there's one down. And there, I'm down. Good. So, back the way I came, and I'll have to get down into that hole in the wall there. Okay, now I'm back to this area where I was before, and I'm going to have to try to get down. Man coming up. Good night, and boy, Zor. Yeah, but yeah, we can do it. Okay, there we go. Now I got a tough one here to navigate down a little bit here and then jump. Okay, there, down in the hole. Oh, boy, I'm glad I came alone. If I'd have brought anybody, somebody else, they may not have been able to do that. And I wouldn't have been able to walk the walls today. Okay, now I'm down in this area between the ruins of the main wall, and they're repairing the kind of the middle parapet here. Repair work being done right here. So I just continue. On we go. Okay. Just a little further on. It's now 11:30. Walls here are in pretty good shape. They've dug out this area though. That's what exposed a lot of the wall. What I was walking on back there was mostly buried, so maybe it was still a lot of wall left, but a lot of it underground. Now there's scaffolding here. And with a wheelbarrow up there. Now I've got to pick my way through. Looks like a tough area. Oh yeah, here. A car just coming in here, so this must be one of the gates. Has to be a gate, of course. Okay. Taxi here. Yeah, this is a big gate. I'm gonna have to take a break here and look at my book and see what gate this is. Let's see, 260 I want. 260 about in the walls. Here we go. Belgrade Silvery Gate. Let's see what this one has to be. This is the Mevlevihani Gate. Mevlevihani Gate. Okay. Another taxi coming out. Fairly big courtyard here. Old stone. And motorcycles coming out of it. Huge lintels here. The gate. I think I'll take a quick just stroll inside the gate. There, I'm in the gate now. Coming out here on the other side. Yeah, there goes the wall that way, but I'm going to stay out the other way. Some repair here. Oh, so. I don't see any inscriptions or anything on it. Okay, back outside, back into the gate here. And I think I'll follow the way along the inside here, between the walls for a while more. Looks like some difficulty there on the other side. Yeah, we can just continue between here. Okay, and on we go. Just north of that last gate. Do a lot of work in here. Walls are in pretty good shape. Remember now, I'm between the walls. I'm to my right, walking north, is the main Theodosian wall. And to my left is the outer wall. And then beyond that was another lower wall, and then the moat. So I'm walking down below the big wall. And they're doing a lot of repair work here along the, to my left here, along that secondary wall. Man up here, a stonemason, working away, extensive work. And they have done some work on the right as well. Here now they're, well, they gotta clean all this out. Oh, here's some big pillars here, thrown in here. Big marble pillars, broken, of course. Formed part of the debris of something around here. Fill, junk, garbage pit here. Another fairly good wall coming up to. Again, cracked and broken. Once here. Hello. Yeah. Hi, good night. Then. Yeah, good morning, I say to people. There we go. Now, where shall I go here? And around this way. Looks like I can climb up another old man coming here, huh? So, good night then. Looks like I'm going to have to, I don't know, I'm going to take a run for it here, I think. Yeah, that's what I'll do, right this. Yeah, okay, there, I'm up. The path continues. Okay, now we're out of the area for rebuilding. We're back into the rubble sense. Tower ahead of me looks pretty good. Okay, plot ahead. Here we go. I'm in the shade of one of the towers now, just sitting here resting. Oh, I've had it. Oh, I'm tired. First time I've sat, I think, since I got off that train. I don't remember sitting anywhere else. No, I didn't. This is it. When I got off that train a couple hours ago, it seems. Well, not a couple, but an hour and 20 minutes ago. In the shade here, behind me, of course, the busy road along the walls. I'm facing the wall here, one of the towers, in the shade of the tower. Pretty good shape, too. And there's a little gate right there in the middle of it, small gate that's all bricked up now. And two windows up above. And then the walls, in fairly good condition here, not bad at all. I'm sitting on that outer wall, which is more of this rubble along here. To my left, looking north, I can see two of the towers in fairly good condition. I see someone walking up there along that way. And of course, I'm down here. I have no way I can get up there. There's simply no way. I'd like to be up walking along the upper part of the wall. Maybe further up I can. Okay, enough of a rest. On we go, walking along the Theodosian walls built 1,500 years or so ago. Kept the invaders at bay, kept those Byzantines safe and sound behind these walls for a long, long time. Surprise, I'm getting quite near Topkapi because there's the bus station over there. I must be almost at the end. I didn't realize I was this close to the end. But I see all the buses there. That's the Topkapi bus station. And the walls here, fairly good shape. I see a man looking out a window up there. Now, I wish I were on the top of the wall, but I'm not. I'm along the outside, and I don't see any way up. No way. I have to stay out here. Still going along here. See some birds, sparrows. A lot of sparrows in here. Little daisies for flowers, profusion of daisies. Guess a bit weeds. Yeah. On we go. Yeah. Well, hi, good night then. Okay. There's a way on the wall, a couple of men there. I think there's no way to go on the wall there. I'll stay along here. Wall's pretty well gone now. That one part of it there is broken in. That tower up ahead here, great big piece of it is fallen inward, like to the tilt at an angle. Earthquake again, maybe, who knows. Not far from the end now. It's 11:38. Not far from the end of the Theodosian walls. That is the part that I haven't walked. From Topkapi to Erdene Kapi I walked. And from Erdene Kapi all the way to the Halic, Golden Horn, I walked. So, in another 5 minutes maybe, I will have completed all the way from the Sea of Marmara to the Golden Horn, walk along the Theodosian walls. Fascinating, absolutely fascinating walk. All this masonry, the awesome meaning of it, you know, for the Byzantines. It kept them safe for 1,000 years. Till good night then. Just nodded his head. Okay, I'm at the end of them now. Coming up to the end. Yeah. Coming up to Topkapi. Here's where I'm going to have to quit. And the man sitting here now, I guess. Can I get down there? I don't think I can go down. Looks like I'm not going to be able to. Nope. No, there's no way I can get down here. There's the street out there. I'm going to have to go back and find another way to get out of here. So, okay. That I can't do. I'm going to have to go back and get down into that park. It's the third time now that I've come to a dead end. So, I'll go back here and try again, huh? Yeah. Yoke. Here, come on. Tessa Kerler. He indicated a hole in the wall that I could climb through. Ah, yeah. I have to go through the wall, under the wall. Yeah. Yeah, I would never have known this, huh? Okay. Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, a little cave like in here, and then I come up. Yeah. Come up out this way. So. But that, wait a minute now. Oh, it's a dead end here. No, it isn't. I can climb up here, I think. Nope, it's a dead end as well. Nope, I'm in a cul-de-sac. I'm in a cul-de-sac here, huh? Here? So another hole. I didn't think I'd get in there. Yeah, this way. Ooh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, good joke. Okay. Tessa Kerler. Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah,
there we go.
Backing out here. Boy, that's a tight fit to get out of there. Oh, man, help me. There, now I'm out. Now I'm out. Boy, I would never have been able to do that without some help. Oh, God, now I'm out. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Here's, I'm at Topkapi, a big road here. Eight lanes, break, eight lanes. Then the wall, of course, continues on the other side, but I've walked that other part, so I'm going to stop here. I'm going to have to cross this street, too, somewhere, get on the other side to go back, and I don't know where I'm going. Oh, I can see a place to cross up here, yeah. Okay. 11:43. Topkapi. I have now completed walk along the dead ocean walls. Later the same day, I'm on the Galata Bridge, facing west. My left, the Sulaimaniye ferry boat heading in here toward the bridge, toward the Asian side. Yeni Cami over there to the left, the end of the bridge on the Istanbul side. Galata Tower on the other side. A Sunday afternoon, it's late Sunday afternoon, it's about 5:45. Sun shining, absolutely blue sky. Topkapi Palace I can see over there. I can see the minarets of, and the dome of Hagia Sophia. Beautiful day, a lot of people around. Traffic on the bridge, not so bad. Usually quite bad. Ferry boat coming in on the other side. They, of course, come and go constantly. Color here, busy people, all kinds of people. Skyline is interesting. I can see Asia over there. I'm standing in Europe. See the houses over there of Üsküdar. City over there, Pera. Look up the Golden Horn. Up there is the Atatürk Bridge. New bridges, pilings are being placed into the Golden Horn bed. I want to say riverbed, but it really isn't a river. And interesting sight. Wait a minute, fish restaurant. Guy's gonna bring me a beer, and he's gonna bring me some fish as well. People streaming by here. Dream of people. Immediately out here is the fantail of a ferry boat called the Moda. Moda Istanbul. Right outside there. The water, Asia visible on the other side. Stream of people coming by. Here comes my beer. Okay. Tessa Kerler. Oh, a nice big glass of cold beer. Bridge creaking somewhat. Seagulls. Pick up the noise, the conversation as it moves by. Such an interesting place.
I bought a newspaper when I came down to the bridge, and it was Friday's paper. This is Sunday. I wanted Saturday and Sunday newspaper. Not available till tomorrow, he said. But I had bought the Friday paper, so I took it back. He gave me my money back. What to say? Beautiful sight. Blue sky, blue water, Asia across the way. Here's my bread. Oh, okay. What a salad here. Mixture, cucumber, onion, and pepper and tomato. I got, of course, that kind of squeezing lemon on it. I got a basket of bread. This bread. Alrighty, and I'll take a taste of this salad. Bread. Good. Thank you. Two nice pieces of fish. Fried fish. Very good. Squeeze the lemon on them. There we go. Seeds off of it. I'll enjoy two pieces of fish, a salad, and a beer. Thank you.
We have just heard pianist Murray Pariah play Mozart's D major sonata, Kursche listing 576. Murray Pariah is one of today's most respected musicians. He was born in the Bronx in 1947 and came to international attention at the age of 25 when he became the first American to win the Leeds competition in England. Next, here at Carnegie Hall, Murray Pariah will play an early sonata by the Viennese composer Alban Berg. Berg wrote his Sonata for Piano, Opus 1, in 1908, after completing compositional studies with Arnold Schoenberg. It would be easy to judge this sonata as a youthful piece, written by a composer who later created more highly organized works, but Murray Pariah views it differently.
You know, I have a feeling in this piece that it's very much the end of the century. I can't say it in French.
Fin de siècle.
Yes, exactly. It has that feel of it, so one almost can't tell the age of the composer. You feel the harmonies, the tonality is almost blurred. Every harmony could be leading to another. It's the end of an era. It's the end of tonality.
You play it in a very romantic style, yes. In a very, your phrases are large and long.
I always think of movement towards a long line, and I think getting involved in small phrases gets one too stuck, and it becomes clever rather than really a moving experience.
And now Murray Pariah will perform the Sonata for Piano, Opus 1, by Alban Berg. We have just heard the Sonata for Piano, Opus 1, by Alban Berg, played by Murray Pariah. In a few minutes, Murray Pariah will return to play the Sonata No. 31 in A-flat major by Beethoven.